In the world of physical therapy and in the world of healthcare, I think that we're against a very steep expectation of privacy as it relates to the communications that patients have with a provider. And when we look at the consumer experience on the product side of the market, healthcare is quite behind.
That was the voice of Lauren Donahue, Director of Digital Marketing for Professional Physical Therapy, talking about one of the biggest obstacles healthcare companies face when they try to spread their message to larger audiences. You're listening to How I Transform This, presented by Versus 12. Versus 12 is the award-winning Salesforce Gold consulting partner focused on healthcare innovation nationwide. In this episode, Lauren explains how professional physical therapy uses tools like Salesforce to amplify its message and provide patients with continued, personalized conversation both before and after care. She also shares some of the key questions she focuses on answering through innovative digital marketing.
How do we flex our microphone a bit? How do we make sure that the right message is meeting the right person at the right time? And how do we have to tone that message based on our audience?
I'm your host, Clark Buckner, and along with Versus 12 founder and CEO, Tammy Hawes, each episode, we're seeking out healthcare technology industry leaders, exploring stories of success through the transformation of healthcare. For more stories like this, be sure to visit versus12.com/podcast. Now let's jump in.
Hello, my name is Lauren Donahue, and I am the Director of Digital Marketing for Professional Physical Therapy.
Lauren, we're so excited to have you on the show today. There's so much that is being talked about in the reference of patient engagement and marketing and what works and what doesn't work. And you and your organization are doing some pretty phenomenal things. So I'm excited to hear more.
Thank you so much, Lauren, for taking the time. And here on How I Transform This, we really just love to hear a variety of perspectives on how folks in the healthcare industry are driving innovation and how that's creating transformation. And so, like Tammy said, we're going to be talking about digital marketing. We're going to be especially digging into patient engagement and from end to end, what you're doing right, where you see a lot of organizations go wrong when it comes to patient engagement today. But before we get to all that, would you be willing to just kind of share a quick snapshot of your past and what brought you to present day in healthcare, really briefly?
Absolutely. Well, thank you both so much for having me. It's a privilege to be on here and to represent everything that we're doing over at Professional. The landscape and the to-do list are very, very busy, but it's important when we look at what we're trying to accomplish that we focus on what is the most critical, what is the whole reason why in our business. And it's actually the reason I joined Professional in the first place. And that's because we want to help people. You know, healthcare is so centered around this idea of improvement from a clinical standpoint, from a personal standpoint, and the ability to work with people who made that the focus of their career is a privilege every day. And if I can make their job easier and I can get more patients better by the digital transformation and presenting a better patient engagement experience, then my job is a success.
I like that theme of improvement and how important that is. I think in healthcare, it seems like that can sometimes be left behind. And I think we've seen that, and we've heard Tammy talk a lot about that, how healthcare is still so behind the times.
Especially with physical therapy, there's so much that can be done using physical therapy as patients go through that would allow them to prevent surgery whatsoever. And then obviously, after surgery, making sure that they have physical therapy to fully reap the benefits of their surgery. But, you know, I just feel that sometimes people think that they just immediately have to jump to surgery where physical therapy could help them. So there might be an opportunity for education along with patient acquisition.
Absolutely. There's so much about physical therapy that I have learned, even since I just joined the company, that can be done in a preventative manner. In the world of physical therapy and in the world of healthcare, I think that we're against a very steep expectation of privacy as it relates to the communications that patients have with a provider. And when we look at the consumer experience on the product side of the market, healthcare is quite behind. You know, we see how various retailers are reaching out to you very presumptuously and saying, you know, I think you were looking at this. Is this where your mind was going? And they can very much assume the end of your sentence. And it's almost intuitive or even creepy at some points. And the healthcare market has to be able to do that and have a very empathetic message to our patients and not go too far into that doorway where we are assuming that they are making incorrect choices or that we are assuming that they are or have a particular diagnosis. And so translating the value of preventative physical therapy can be a challenge. And being able to open the conversation with our patients and translate that education in the very front of the patient journey is part of what I want to and continuously am working to achieve.
Yeah, that's a very good point. You can't educate unless you know that there is some reason for them to want to learn about physical therapy services. And because so much of the physical therapy procedures have to start with a physician's script, you have to educate the physicians as well.
Absolutely. And it's conveying the value to all of those different audiences, to all of those parties. You know, we would not be in the business that we are in without our referral sources. So our microphone has to go out and talk to many, many different types of audiences. And so part of my initiative when I came to professional was, how do we flex our microphone a bit? How do we make sure that the right message is meeting the right person at the right time? And how do we have to tone that message based on our audience? And how do we make sure that we're not inundating them? You know, how much is too much communication? Or when is the message truly appropriate? So I really have tried to focus all of these efforts in a very empathetic sense. You know, how would I want to be treated? You know, there have been times where I want to completely do things on my own. I don't want to talk to a human. I would like to be able to just purchase and have it show up. There are others where I'm hunting for the right phone number, and I really hope that somebody answers the first time I call. And so trying to make sure that we can deliver that experience to any of our audiences, regardless of the manner at which they want to engage with us, is mission number one. Because making it easier to do business with us, to have a conversation with us, that's step one to being able to convey the value and the education and the results that we are capable of delivering.
So there's so much to do, both on engaging with providers and engaging with patients. How did you decide where to start? You've been there, what, about 8 months now?
8 months, yes. This is where I first addressed the patients. To me, you know, our business obviously functions with providers and our clinicians and our referral sources. But at the end of the day, all the people who are going back to those sources to say this was a success or not is our patients. And I think that's when, you know, when our founders started the company, they said, how do I serve people? And the people that they're most focused on are getting better are the people walking in the door, you know, who cannot do their daily lives the way that they should. They can't participate in the sports they love. So to me, making sure that we can answer our patients first, everything else is going to hinge on that.
It's cool hearing you talk a little about this idea of respecting privacy and making that differentiation between other industries where it can seem pretty creepy on how they're kind of getting into your feeds and you're all the retargeting they're doing, sometimes it definitely feels like too much. But maybe even though healthcare has been slower to adopt, maybe they can get it right when it comes to privacy. And that brings us to patient experience and patient engagement. I know this is something you can definitely speak to, and we're really excited to hear your perspective. So as it relates to patient engagement, doing it the right way, we'd love to hear some of the best things you have to share on how that's been driving transformation. And but also, we'd love to hear maybe how patient engagement, how you've seen other groups do it wrong, and what can we learn from that?
Absolutely. This is one of my favorite things that I love to focus on at the core of my job as a digital marketer. My purpose is to inspire people to let us help them, to let them embrace professional and their skill and their expertise, and let us be the one to serve them. And in doing that, we have to provide as many opportunities as we can for our patients or for our referral sources to talk to us and communicate with us in any way they want to choose. And so often our competitors or even any healthcare entity out there, they are not putting that front door at the front door. So to me, having features like live chat, having features like self-scheduling, having lots of security in place to make sure that we can have a conversation with you on the phone and get you taken care of in one conversation. I know that our operations has also flexed to be able to make sure that all of our authorizations and that our paperwork is minimized. We've tried to digitize as many different processes as possible. And so frequently, you know, that I think that healthcare can be perceived as slow and bulky because it's hard to find those tools when you're in search of them. So that was step one for us, to be able to put a team in support of making sure that our first engagement with our patient is a good one and it's quick and easy. And that after that, our focus is the security of your privacy information and your PHI. And then, you know, what can we do beyond that to ask for your feedback and educate you on what you can be doing in a preventative manner before and after your care? All of those, to me, is really where the focal point of a patient engagement turns into more of a relationship. And then it's a conversation that a patient doesn't understand, okay, where it's much more of a face to a name when they think of professional. And their testimonial is, this person helped me at professional, and they helped me achieve this. And it just becomes a very clear conversation, and it gives them a good basis, a good experience in the healthcare industry as a whole as well.
So it's been really exciting to see that you at Professional PT are not just talking about it, but you're actually executing on a plan and a vision, and you're doing that with Salesforce. And that's awesome, because there's a lot of people talking about it, but not many people going through the change management that is necessary to make that happen. And then also that you're coming about it from the patient's point of view and meeting the patient where they are. So it's not just answering the phone when it rings, but it's all these other ways to reach the patient based on a digital age. So tell us, is there anything that has surprised you in that journey?
Well, when we set out to find a solution for this aspect of our business, we had, you know, so many different avenues that were going down that we needed to put into one house. You know, it was very a little bit disconjointed. Things weren't talking to each other. It was going to be a very heavy lift to make them talk to each other in their native space. So when we came to Salesforce and we said, look, you know, we have a website, we have an app, we have email, we have marketing, we have a full sales team, we've got a CRM that we need constructed. And every single time, you know, we asked the question of, can you do this and can you make them talk to each other? They said yes. So it was a very easy solution for us. It wasn't necessarily easy to find. We had to go through a lot of shopping to find them. But when we decided to make the investment into Salesforce, we said, you know, this is truly going to be a tool that we can use and will help us scale for the next decade. This is going to keep us relevant. This is going to give us everything at our fingertips. This is going to allow us to make data-driven marketing decisions. This is going to allow us to put our patient in a one-to-one journey for the entire duration of their relationship with us, which for so many, businesses in general, not just in healthcare, but the relationship with a consumer ends at the point of sale. And to us, this is a system that allows us to keep a one-to-one conversation for years after. You know, you truly become family. We become the preventative annual expected course of care for you, and being able to translate that value and send those reminders and make sure that this becomes an accepted, you know, point of your life, that's all possible because of tools that Salesforce is going to give us and for what Versus has made possible as we're trying to architect a system that will help us scale for the future.
I'm loving all of this. And something that you were sharing earlier with us, Lauren, was sort of like this formula. When you find the right team and you find the right tools, what is possible? And I know you all are quickly growing. I would love to hear a snapshot of where you're at today, the size of the organization, the states that you're in, and just would love to kind of continue to hear how that formula, the right team, the right tools, has laid a foundation that's enabling you to grow.
Absolutely. Right now, professional physical therapy is in 5 Northeast states. We have 185 offices across New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts. So when we look to the future, it's our number one priority to look at all of the ways that we can identify that are currently hindering us from doing more physical therapy for people and to take those barriers out of the way. So looking at how Salesforce is going to help us shine a light of all the opportunities that are sitting in the shadows, being able to apply some AI to our current patient database and look at how many more people we can be serving, how much more we can be doing for our communities, being able to grow our offices and be able to translate the value of quality care back to our communities and how we can support our communities more. All of those, I think, hinge on the ability to have all of that in one place. And having that in one place means that I have a great tool, which we've identified, you know, with Salesforce. We're very excited for what this is going to look at. But, and the other investment that we've made was putting the right team in our court. And Versus 12 has been nothing short of exemplary when we looked to them to help us architect our goals. We said, this is what we want to accomplish. This is how we think it's possible. And they really helped us reroute our roadmap. They helped us navigate all of the nooks and crannies of our contract, of our skills, of what our messaging was going to entail. They helped us look at our patient database and say, you know, this is how this data needs to be recognized in order for you to use it in this manner. So, you know, we kind of came to them with a dream, and we had, you know, we have this great tool at our disposal, Salesforce, and they said, well, we're the most familiar with this. Let's help combine your expertise of your target market and your expertise in the marketing message and our expertise in how to get it out and how to preserve it and how to keep it secure. So that together, I feel like, is a real mastermind that's going to help us move all of these objectives into reality here, you know, in the next coming weeks and months and years to come.
So thank you, Lauren. It is so awesome for us to work with companies that are pushing the envelope and doing not just talking about patient engagement, and to work with thought leaders.
This has been awesome, Lauren. Thank you. And the thing I want to end with was that formula. You find the right team, you find the right tools. And when you do that, you're able to create relationship. And it's not just a, hey, you're done with this PT. Well, you know, that's the end of it. You've really wonderfully figured out a way to make this an ongoing conversation. And you mentioned the words like family. And it's really cool to see how you're driving transformation. Thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. This is a blast, and I really look forward to everything that this year is going to bring us. I appreciate the conversation around everything we've achieved so far, and now we're out to make it all happen.
Thanks for listening to How I Transform This, Success Stories of Transformation in Healthcare, presented by Versus 12. To learn more about how Versus 12 is best situated to transform the healthcare industry, and to follow along with this show, be sure to visit versus12.com/podcast. We'll see you next time.